And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just making it so cool to be a conservative. I'm just saying, man, I got a ton of text messages, so I'm going to catch it. Wow. I have to keep scrolling down to find them all. JT from Lacey Springs, talking about the debates again a little while ago. He says, since Trump likely won't be in the debate, he should be one of the moderators. Oh, that would be a hoot. I just don't see that being the thing. Neat idea, JT, but I don't think it's going to work. Craig from Huntsville says, I don't know where he's going here. Oh, he doesn't like me saying chicks and dudes. Okay, he says, off topic, but it's a long text, so I got to kind of scan ahead. It's off topic, but a heads up, I've been listening regularly for some time because I'm remodeling bathrooms and bedrooms in my house. My wife's not a fan. She thinks she tried a bit too hard to be hip, like saying things like chicks and dudes was the last straw. She asked me to turn you off. Okay. Well, just so you know, it says chicks and dudes on the bathroom doors at our office here. And that's just the way I talk. Tell your wife I apologize, but I'm pretty sure most of Ruffian land is still okay. He said, she most certainly is a woman of dignity and character, so I did not contradict her and turn you off, but you be you, but be aware your shtick might not be universally popular. If I was desirous of being universally popular, Craig, I would not be in radio. Thank you very much. Wiley from Gunnersville. On the Birmingham Southern overspending, it would be interesting to see the names of those persons or entities that receive that money. As always, just follow the money. Yeah, no kidding. Raven for Russell, I already said he's writing you in for Congressional District 2, Boomer. We know that one. That's happening, man. That's a thing.
Okay.
Joe from Birmingham says, I'm glad I took the red pill. Go God, go USA, go vets. That's right. Joe in Birmingham. Thank you, Joe. Marie from Madison. Okay. Marie sent me a long text. Marie, I have to come back to it because I'm not even sure I can read that one and still have time for the rest of the show. Let me get back to it. John from Brownsboro. So Birmingham Southern is going to leverage their entire campus for $2.5 million on a one-year note. If they had that to spare, since I don't think they're going to give away the whole campus, but there will definitely be a lien against it. If they had that to spare, since they've been asking for a loan, they wouldn't need the $2.5 million. If they take that deal or whatever the city wishes to throw in, sounds like 6 months of solvency to shake out as much as they can skim off the top before bankruptcy. I agree. If they say they needed $30 million, $2.5 million is like, well, thank you for participating. But it's not going to be the thing. Anyway, Donna from Coleman. Kenneth Nail was using his office. Oh, this is the, Donna from Coleman. This is the mayor of Hansville thing. Kenneth Nail was using his office for personal gain. A policeman and a city employee did some favors for him around his home. Huntsville News Channel reported this. Wow. Okay. Yep, not a good idea. Chef Ben from Aniana. Chef Ben, appreciate you. He says, thank you for your service, Colonel. Thank you, Chef Ben. I appreciate you very much. And then Boomer, what are we getting here from? Are you getting jokes from John from Huntsville? Is that what's happening? You and John are corresponding back and forth? Okay.
I guess, yeah.
Okay. Anyway, he says, keep up the good work. You could be today's winner.
Yeah, that's what I was
doing. All right. Hey, listen, here in just a minute, we're going to come back and jump into cacistocracy. It's a real word. If you play Scrabble, this might be the one you might win on, because it's cacistocracy, K-A-K-I-S-T-O-C-R-A-C-Y, cacistocracy. So it's a government. That's the definition, a government run by the least competent of its citizens. And I'll tell you what was funny, was one day my very mild-mannered secretary, I walked in and she just handed me a sticky note, and it had the word cacistocracy laid on it. She goes, here's a word you need for the show. And I don't know where she got it. I need to ask her how she came across this, but her contribution has now become a regular thing. Like, cacistocracy gets talked about all the time on this show. And in fact, a lot of us have learned that's a real word, and I hear people repeating it. In fact, Boomer, we probably need t-shirts that say cacistocracy on it. That's what we need.
Just giant, yes.
Do it like a definition, like from a dictionary with the little, pronunciations and then the...
cacistocracy.
I see that as a t-shirt.
I like it.
I do. From the Ruffian Dictionary. Just saying. Before the break here, I'll tell you too, by the way, just so you know, Raven from Russellville just chimed in and says he also wants to be your security on the campaign trail. Boomer, that's you.
On my campaign trail.
Yeah, on your campaign trail. He'll be your security. Awesome. just saying.
I mean, that's cool to have security.
I'm pretty sure Raven could cover down.
Yeah, definitely.
You'll get your 12 and your 6.
Yes.
Brandy from Owens Crossroads, thank you for your service. Phil Williams from the Spore family, thank you very much. Brandy, I appreciate that very much out there in Owens Crossroads. It's a beautiful country. All right, listen. I'm gonna come right back and dive right into Kakistocracy. And when I do, listen, just so you know, I don't want you to be scared or anything, but you may need to know that climate change, well, all those jack-o'-lanterns that were used on Halloween, they contribute to climate change. That's where we are, folks. It's just where we are. What about the federal agency? Which federal agency was it that actually played a role in a high school club raising money to help gender transition students behind their parents' back? Oh, yeah, Kakistocracy. Or how about this one? We've got plenty of stuff in the stack right here about things like, I don't know, Republicans demanding answers after they find out that a top Biden official invited representatives of the Chinese government to go to one of our sensitive nuclear sites. Well, that makes sense. Wouldn't that just mean that we have a Kakistocracy? Just saying, lots of stuff. Lots of stuff, because there's lots of Kakistocracy. Chicks and dudes, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here filled up with chicks and dudes. I mean, I'm talking about y'all. We go like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. By the way, you hear the ads playing during the break. When you hear those ads playing, just know this. Right Side Radio, we are a standalone entity. We are a business unto ourselves. The radio stations you listen to us on, they don't own our content or us at all, for that matter. We actually send them our show. Well, part of the way we sustain operations, like many other businesses, got to have a revenue stream, right, is by selling ads. So if you listen to this show and you're thinking, well, those guys got it going on. I mean, they sound like me. They talk like me. I agree with what they're saying. And there's a whole bunch of like right side ruffians out there that probably believe like y'all do and may want to buy your goods and services. Well, then you may want to advertise on Right Side Radio. And we would love to have you on the team. So here's the deal. You can't call the station and do that. You got to contact us directly. So you go to our website, rightsideradio.org. That's rightsideradio.org. Click on the advertising and contact tab. And then, yeah, send us a message. We will get back to you right away. We would love to talk to you about being on the Right Side team. That's rightsideradio.org. Send us a message. Brian from Huntsville just cracked us up during the break. He says, regarding the input I got a moment ago that says, you got to stop talking so hip like chicks and dudes that, you know, the guy's wife wanted him to turn off the station. He says, if the wife ever tells me to shut off your show over chicks and dudes, she has to give up the Hallmark Channel first.
That's good.
You got to admit, that's hilarious.
That's good.
Yeah.
Hallmark Channel.
I am pretty sure.
Especially during the holiday season. Oh, man.
Yeah. There's a lot of women out there that, you know, don't take their Hallmark Channel during the, like, pry that remote from their cold, dead fingers in the holiday season.
Hallmark Channel.
You watch Hallmark movies, Boomer?
Only when they're on and I'm not allowed to change the channel.
Like you walk in and she's already watching it. What do you do?
Yeah. I just go find another TV.
That's exactly right.
Then just go outside.
usually I can, and you know the deal. I know you do. You can walk in the room. You don't even know what channel it's on. You can look at the movie and all you have to do is like within 10 seconds, you look at her and go, it's a Hallmark channel.
You know it.
There's something about the cinematography. There's something about sets. Yeah. And there's something about the kind of, you know, shiny, happy people that are in all the movies. And
you just know.
You just do.
Just know.
And I guarantee you, too, while I'm waxing about this, I guarantee you that we can almost outline the script for every movie.
Oh, absolutely. you can totally outline the script for every Hallmark movie.
All right, let's do it. You ready? So,
It's a big city, like a big city girl.
There it is. Big city girl comes home to small town where she's from.
Mm-hmm. And then there's a country guy that maybe has a failing farm in produce stand.
But they dated in high school.
So they rekindled it.
And she's bumping back from a bad relationship in the big city.
Yeah, and you know what? He's having a really hard time, and he doesn't know how to market his produce. But that's what she did in the big city.
That's what she did in the big city.
Yeah, exactly.
And so she helps him with her business.
Yeah, and then, you know, then something goes wrong, but magically something, they figure it out at the end.
And, oh, by the way, they realize how much they enjoy each other's company.
Uh-huh. And the snow begins to fall. You know what? We can make this work. And she wants to stay there with him.
And somewhere in there has to be either a local pageant or a parade or a local ice skating rink holidays.
Yes.
Exactly.
There it is.
I'm just saying. Or a community festival where they share apple pie.
Oh, man. There it is. We just made one up.
If that's not like every other Hallmark movie, I don't know what is.
And you know what? It's just a feel good. It's just feel good.
You and I are going to be in so much trouble when we get home.
Oh, man. I hope McQueen's not listening.
This is why you have two V's in the house. You got chicks and dude TVs. That's right. Okay. Last couple of texts before I jump into the cacistocracy. Raven from Russellville just wants you to know, maybe you could get an endorsement from Taylor Swift, he says.
Oh, man.
If the Swifties back you.
If I got the Swifties, I'm all in. There we go.
You got Raven for a bodyguard. You got me putting signs in my yard and the Swifties back you.
Oh, man.
Just all right. This could be a thing. John from Huntsville just chimed in again. He says, Brian from Huntsville is now in the lead. Nice. Francisco from Huntsville says, Colonel, thank you and all the men and women who serve and have served. Happy Veterans Day. Thank you for that, Francisco. I appreciate that very much. Blessings on you. Scott from Boaz says, knowing the stance the United Methodists took that caused a major split in their church, wouldn't taking a loan from them be akin to making a deal with the devil? Well, I guess it depends on which ones you're... Yeah, I don't know. I don't think so, Scott. But anyway, wow. Anyway, JT from Lacey Springs also said, don't forget the jealous friend in the Hallmark. That's right. There's got to be a jealous friend.
That's right. Always the jealous friend.
Always the jealous friend. All right. JT has watched apparently a few Hallmark movies.
Yeah.
Apparently you and I have too. We shall not speak of this again. Cacistocracy. So a cacistocracy is actually defined in the dictionary. I'm paraphrasing slightly, but it is roughly this. A government run by the least competent of its citizens. Does that feel like where we are right now? I challenge you to tell me otherwise. It feels a lot like where we are right now. Well, just so you know, CNN feels so emboldened right now by the current attitude and leadership of the cacistocracy under which we are currently, you know, held hostage. They came out and wanted to warn us in a story that came out on theblaze.com yesterday. CNN warned about the dangerous effects on climate change that pumpkins, more specifically jack-o'-lanterns, can have due to their methane and water levels. This is right up there, in my opinion, with cow farts.
It is.
Just saying. Just, you know, if you're gonna worry about pumpkins, then you're probably the person who puts diapers on a cow. I'm just gonna throw that out there. Quote is that more than 1 billion pounds of pumpkins are grown in the U.S. every year, the network's report began, before it warned that millions of pumpkins also end up in landfills after Halloween. The report leaned on commentary from Beverly Jaskaruski, CEO of a group called Scarce. It's an environmental group that focuses on recycling and reusing. Her concern, Jaskaruski says, quote, pumpkins are about 90% water. And then that water gets trapped in the landfill and we never get it back. What?
Who knows?
I just read that. It's in print right there. CNN's report noted, however, that even when decomposing, the pumpkins still produce too much methane. I'm saying, it's like cow farts and pumpkins now. Which the report says warms the atmosphere to the same extent as carbon dioxide, but in a shorter amount of time. It's a big cause of climate change, CNN claims. That's a quote. It's a big cause of climate change right there. Go check it out on theblaze.com. Anyway, the reason why I pulled this one was not just because of the inflammatory remarks of CNN, but because the article then tied right into the fact that in the cacistocracy, at both the local, the state, and the national level, this is the attitude that we're seeing. They quickly go on in the same article to say, climate change legislation as a means to implement regulations has been on the rise. Yes, indeed, it has. They point out in August of 2023, Boston Mayor Michelle Wu announced that she was then banning fossil fuels in city-owned buildings after teaming up with the city's director of the Green New Deal. They have a city director of the Green New Deal? That's the Green New Steel. That's what that is. The following month, the mayor declared a heat emergency at 86 degrees. 86 degrees. She's never lived in Alabama. I'm pretty sure you can be down here, and it can be 86 degrees with a heat cap of something like 109 with 98% humidity.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Panama ain't got nothing on us.
Yeah.
The following month, that same mayor declared that heat emergency 86 degrees, noting that the impacts of climate change are more palpable than ever, with extreme heat posing risks to our communities. Whatever. Anyway, then it pointed out Vice President Kamala Harris, the cackler as number two position in the cackistocracy in D.C. It says Vice President Kamala Harris has noted multiple times that the Biden administration has done exemplary work on climate change. Yeah. But has blamed a lack of voter awareness for their poor approval ratings. In other words, people out there just aren't smart enough to recognize the good things that we're doing for them, said the cackistocracy.
Of course, that's what they're saying, of course.
That's exactly. If you poll how young people feel, she says, about the climate and the warming of our planet, it polls as one of their top concerns. When we talk about what we're doing with student loan debt, well, it polls very high. The challenge is, we got to let people know who brung it to them. Whatever. Cackistocracy. Well, a cackistocracy run by the least competent of its citizens bleeds over into all manner of ways. Like this one. This one is galling. All right, so that last one is an eye roller, right? And every once in a while you get those eye rollers, and then you get the ones that make you want to throw your radio across the room. Daily Wire. Dateline yesterday. The federal government is funding gender activist nonprofits that are pushing local school districts to the left on the issue of gender activism, like helping kids transition without their parents knowing, including in one case where members of an Illinois high school's, quote, diversity club raised money for chest binders to help peers gender transition against their parents' wishes, records show. So, yeah, according to the article here, it's Waterloo High School in... oh, gosh, where are they? In Illinois. Maggie Partapio is the teacher who was the sponsor for the Diversity Club. She emailed a journalist with a list of requests hoping to get publicity for her club with text messages about things they needed. And the first request was to, quote, maybe try to raise money for kids who want binders but can't ask their parents, like if their mother or father or their parents are homophobic or transphobic. End quote. In other words, their parents don't want to buy them chest binders, so maybe we should, said the teacher who has no boundaries. Later that school year, in March of 22, Partapio then attended a quarterly GSA advisor meetup where she shared that a few of her trans students aren't able to get binders at home due to their parents. And at a recent diversity club meeting, a few other students pooled together the money to buy binders for trans students, and now she isn't quite sure what to do. So what happened? VISTA, which is also known as AmeriCorps, which is funded by the U.S. government, offered to help pay for young people to work for humanitarian nonprofits, stepped in to assist with the funds necessary to get chest binders through the Illinois Safe School Alliance program. I'm just telling you, folks, if we don't have a cacistocracy right now, I don't know what is. The very idea that what we're looking at here is a government-funded organization that then helps people do things like, oh, I don't know, lie to the parents and do things like helping a kid transition. If that's not cacistocracy, then tell me what is. All right, listen, we're going to take a break right now. We'll come right back. Cacistocracy continues. Texts are coming in already. If you want to text it or call it, same number for both, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just making common sense like a superpower up here. Hey, by the way, I'm looking up on the screen, one of the screens here on the studio wall. Gary Sinise has got a new book out called Grateful American, A Journey from Self to Service. And I tell you what, if there's anybody out there who has done something for veterans, it's that guy. I mean, He has been supporting troops, and you know, with the Lieutenant Dan Band, and just, you know, the things he does raising money for disabled veterans, and just basically just being the guy. And so, yeah, so thankful for people like Gary Sinise who actually do stuff. Hey, listen, I'll tell you what, we're going to have time in the show. The Third Dipper coming up in a little while is going to be about Veterans Day, and if you've got a veteran that you would like to have their name called out on the air, don't send me a big, long thing about them. Just say who they are and how you know them, and text it in, 833-687-4448. You can also call in if you want to. Wait to the Veterans Day segment on that to call in if you would. But 833-687-4448, same number to call or text. I would love to hear if there's somebody out there that you want us to recognize them on the air and thank them for their service. We'll be glad to do it, especially on a show, you know, where you know, me being a veteran too, it's just a soft spot in my heart, coming from a family of veterans. So yeah, be glad to do it. 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Ken from Harvest just texted in a little bit ago about Kamala Harris and said, the cackler sounds like a Batman villain. Yes, it does. Well, she actually might be. Steve from Hoover says, the reason the water can't get out of the landfills is because now the landfills are lined, keeps the liquids from escaping into the water supply. Thank you. Yeah, I get that, and you're right, and I know why they do that, and they should. I just find it kind of silly that she's focusing on pumpkins and we can't recoup the water. But anyway, yep, Steve, good point. Thank you for that. And then JT from Lacey Springs, did I read that one already? Oh, yeah. He's bringing back an oldie but a goodie. He says, climate concerns. How about the tens of thousands of goose scoot spots in Phil's backyard?
Yes.
Thousands of goose scoots in my backyard. All right, here's one for you in the realm of cacistocracy. Cacistocracy, a government run by the least competent of its citizens. Oh, Secretary of Energy, Jennifer Granholm. Wow. Secretary of Energy Jennifer Granholm will a coalition, according to a story on Fox News dated yesterday, a coalition of 18 House Republicans led by GOP Conference Chair Elise Stefanik of New York are pressing Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm over her agency's invitation for foreign adversaries to inspect a sensitive U.S. nuclear testing site. I saw that and I thought, surely not. Well, I mean, this is the woman, by the way, don't forget, who recently testified how she really does believe the military will be able to go to our non-tactical vehicles to an all-electric fleet by, you know, the year 2030. Okay. No. In a letter sent Thursday morning, Stefanik and other Republicans blasted Granholm for recently offering China and Russia what they called, quote, unprecedented access to the Department of Energy's Nevada National Security site. Oh, my gosh. Bloomberg reported in September that the DOE, the Department of Energy's National Security Administration, invited Chinese and Russian officials to tour the site to prove the U.S. is upholding a three-decade moratorium against testing nuclear weapons. Well, all right, they point out, though, it comes just months after Russian President Vladimir Putin suspended his own nation's participation.
Wow.
So, and Putin also last week signed into law, by the way, withdrawing Russia from its ratification of the global treaty banning nuclear weapons. Our State Department condemned his actions. And yet our Energy Department says, hey, y'all want to come see our nuclear site? It's very cool. We'll show it to you. Anyway, Chairman of the House Armed Services Strategic Forces Subcommittee is Representative Doug Lambert of Colorado. And he says, this allows them to derive our methods and procedures. It destroys our own deterrence. And he says, as chairman of the House Armed Services Committee that he's on, he says, in the world today, one of my priorities has been to strengthen and protect our nuclear arsenal. Nothing can jeopardize national security more than losing that advantage. Just an amazing cacistocracy moment. You know, how utterly tone deaf, how utterly out of touch is our Secretary of Energy that not only under her watch have we gone to energy dependence, have we seen oil and gas be vilified so that we can move towards the Green New Steel, but now we're also seeing her saying, hey, Russia, China, would you like to see the Nevada nuclear security site? We'll be glad to show it to you. It's really neat. Well, that's just a jacked up situation. Cacistocracy all the way. All right, listen, we're going to be taking a break here in a moment. I'll come back and finish up cacistocracy. Oh, yeah, there's more. This never seems to end. We'll talk about it. And then we'll switch gears and go into the last part of the show with number three of the Triple Dipper regarding Veterans Day and Alabama's own connectivity to it. So if you would like to text in or call in, 833-687-4448, if you want me to call out and thank a veteran, someone you're thankful for, then you let me know, and we'll be glad to read it out on the air. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Side ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right.
You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to Friday's hour number three, getting into go-home mode for many of y'all, heading into the Veterans Day weekend. We're going to talk about that here in a minute. By the way, I said earlier, and I mean it, and I see some of them already coming in, if you would like to text in or call in the name of someone you want to honor for Veterans Day, I don't have to have a big, long thing about them. Just tell me who they are, if you know what service they were in, and then, you know, how they're related to or in your sphere, so to speak. Yeah, let me know. 833-687-4448. What you got,
so,
man?
So we've already gotten texts starting to come in, which is awesome. But before we start doing any of that, Lee from Huntsville texted in and told us that we missed a vital piece of our Hallmark movie.
Oh, our script?
Yeah, we did. And you're going to completely agree with this, because I was like, you are correct.
I tell, what is
all
it?
All right. She said, you guys need to start writing for Hallmark, but you definitely we definitely understand the formula.
Yeah.
But we forgot to add that he is a widower with a child, or has a niece or nephew, or has to adopt, you know, a kid, and they really need that mother figure.
Oh, so you're right. It's got to be the precocious little school-age child who's in the school pageant. Yeah. And, oh, by the way, is in need of a mother figure.
We and forgot that part.
And bonds quickly with her.
Absolutely.
Quickly.
Very quickly.
Bonds.
Lee Within a couple days.
Lee from Huntsville's a Hallmark fan, I can tell.
Yes.
Awesome. All right. Hey, let's push through this cacistocracy. By the way, text it in, call it in, 833-687-4448. Is there a veteran you want us to recognize for you? We'll call their name out. Absolutely will. So this just happened. Story on the Daily Signal. Alejandro Mayorkas. I've been saying, I don't know how long I've been saying, probably the entire time he's been in office, that guy needs to go. Because if there is a, I tell you what, let me ask you this. What position in our current Biden administration has not been a failure? I'm struggling. Okay, Secretary of Energy? No. Vice President? No. Department of Health and Human Services issued their recent pronoun policies? No. We got what? The Department of Education with the former teachers union guy running it all? No. What about? I'm struggling here, man. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Department of Defense gone woke. We had Afghanistan recruiting's way down. No.
Yeah, the list goes on.
It just, yeah. Okay. Well, that's all that good. To say. One more to the list here. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. How did he get that job? Well, he was confirmed by the Senate, but there's that. At a recent hearing on threats to Homeland Security, to the Homeland, Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas once again avoided answering tough questions from concerned members. Keep in mind, we're doing cacistocracy. Cacistocracy, a government run by the least competent of its citizens. Wow. So in a recent hearing, once again, Mayorkas called on the carpet, and you know the deal, the apologetics from the Democrats and the slams from the Republicans. It winds up, to me, those hearings, I don't know what they really produce except sound bites, but that's okay. Anyway, Senator Ron Johnson, Republican, showed a chart of the rising number of border encounters that depicted the Biden administration's failure to prevent illegal aliens, including an unknown number of criminals and suspected terrorists. Johnson tried to get Mayorkas to tell the committee how many people had been let in on his watch, not just released aliens, and trusted to show up for deportation hearings, but aliens that were paroled under various other made-up programs. Senator Rick Scott wanted to know the number of suspected terrorists encountered for the Department of Homeland Security and their countries of origin. And then we're forced to explain his agency's performance. All Mayorkas would do was go back to, we have a broken immigration system. We need a pathway to citizenship, which means amnesty. Yeah. You know who got him the most? Go figure. Mitt Romney. Just every once in a while. He said it was Senator Mitt Romney, according to the story here on Daily Signal, who nailed it, demonstrating that the unity there is on this issue across the Republican conference. Gesturing to Johnson's chart, he told Mayorkas, if that were my record, I would have resigned in shame or designed legislation to solve the problem. You've done neither. Asylum is broken, but you've been there for 3 years. Have you even proposed legislation to fix the asylum system? What one thing would you do? And Mayorkas then fell back on his excuse about worldwide unprecedented levels of immigration. Romney pointed out again, that level, it also happens to coincide with you coming into office. The key factor is your administration. Cacistocracy at the border. That's what we got. Hey, listen, so next story, cacistocracy. How about this one? Senate Republicans have now launched an investigation into the Justice Department for spying on congressional staffers. What? Yes. Story on Red State. Every time we think we're done with the Justice Department's Spygate and the Russian collusion controversy, it just pulls us back in. It appears at this point we are the political versions of Michael Corleone, who can't seem to escape one of the most egregious scandals in American political history. So bottom line is this. Republicans on Senate Judiciary have now demanded they get answers from the Department of Justice with subpoenas going out about why numerous current and former congressional staffers have recently learned that the Justice Department subpoenaed their personal phones and email records in 2017 under the pretext of a leak investigation. That's unconscionable. You're subpoenaing the records of congressional staffers. Why? You're spying on congressional staffers. Why? Did you really have that much fear that there was some kind of spygate going on? Well, and it gets deeper when you consider, too, they were even doing covert surveillance of the personal communications of attorneys that worked with the congressional oversight committees. Y'all, this is unbelievable. This is kakistocracy run amok at this point. That's the enforcement wing of kakistocracy running amok. Last one for the kakistocracy, as long as I'm just encouraging you for the weekend. Boomer brought this one up yesterday, brought this to my attention. This is the same story I think you had from Federalist. Yeah, Federalist story 2 days ago. House Republicans helped the Dems to preserve the kill switch mandate that could shut down. If you did not hear us talking about this, this should just make you mad. And by the way, this is proof that kakistocracy can be bipartisan. The least competent among us can be in both parties. Apparently, buried deep within the infrastructure law passed by Congress, the $2021 trillion debacle that was basically the Green New Deal in another name, we have been now informed that the law currently mandates that car manufacturers by the year 2026 shall include what they call, quote, advanced drunk and impaired driving prevention technology as standard equipment. What does that mean? Well, it provides a requirement that the vehicle have passive technology that, quote, monitors the performance of the driver to prevent or limit motor vehicle operation if impairment is detected. How do you do that? Either A, we get in our vehicles and we have to blow into a tube every single time, or B, when you're driving down the road and you swerve to avoid a deer, it's going to think that all of a sudden you're drunk and it's going to shut off your vehicle. It's a kill switch bill. They've actually got a kill switch provision written into federal legislation. So Thomas Massie, who I like Thomas Massie, Kentucky Republican, Representative Massie brought an amendment to strip that section out of there. Get that out of our laws. We don't need that. We do not need big government putting something in our cars that goes, you know, appears to me that you qualify as being impaired. Our kakistocracy would like to, shut off your vehicle. What happens if you're rushing someone to the hospital in your vehicle? And because you're driving faster than normal to get them there, the vehicle thinks, something's wrong here. Bink, shut you down on the side of the road. What do you do? Do you come to a dead stop in traffic? Are you then the one blocking the roads? How does this work? Well, the introduction of the kill switch on all new vehicles coincides, it says, with a growing push among the far left to limit freedom of movement. And it tends to relate to climate change issues where they want to justify the ability to restrict people from having cars. Y'all, this is unreal. This is unreal. And what's more unreal is there were 19 Republicans that voted against his amendment. 19 Republicans basically helped Democrats to keep that thing in there. So Thomas Massie brings the bill. The vast majority of Republicans go, yeah, we got to get rid of that. Even two Democrats voted for his amendment. But 19 Republicans in our narrow majority, 19 Republicans voted against it. Kakistocracy on all levels. All right, listen. We're going to take a break right now. We're going to come back, and we're switching gears. I see the text messages coming in, and I'm glad to do it. If you've got a veteran, that's someone that you'd like to have their name called out, I would love to do that for you right now as we head into the last dipper of the day on Veterans Day itself. And I'm going to tell you, in case you didn't already know, about the amazing connection that Alabama has with the founding of Veterans Day as a national recognized day to include still the biggest parade in the nation, I believe. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.